Well, now is a good time to get into character. Let yourself simply find the role. In this case, a milky, large-breasted cowgirl. After all, that's what you really are, so it's the easiest role to play. And no matter what you're asked to dress up as, make yourself look like, make yourself appear to be to the rest of the world, you are that cowgirl at heart. Big breasts, perky, pointed, sensitive nipples, and a mindless, drooling, sometimes state which descends upon you when you're milking, squeezing, massaging your breasts, focusing all your thoughts of fantasy, of fetish there. It's what you've always been since the first moment you noticed sensitivity on your nipples, heaviness in your chest, and your thoughts going away to become milk inside those huge, warm breasts. Your thoughts departing once makes it easier for them to depart again and again. Every time they leave your head to go to your breasts, that passageway gets easier, becomes a rote part of your character. There's a right time to play the cowgirl. Granted, it is a pleasurable, slow, insidious process, and so you may wish to play the cowgirl more and more often. But all of this is possible. All of this is good for you. There are expansions to your thought, new ways of seeing your own sensuality, your own process, which rely almost entirely on learning and getting to know your breasts, their weight, what they mean to you. After all, when you run your hands down your breasts and squeeze them, it makes you acutely aware of what you are. Learn it. Integrate it. Feel it. The truth of your breasts and the way that you feel when you massage, squeeze, pinch, tweak, and otherwise explore the sensitive nerve endings. The more you develop your knowledge and awareness of those places, the more intense their feelings will grow and grow and grow. Until all there is the pleasure of feeling your chest swell with warm, light, growing, needy pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. It just continues and continues, and every second that your chest is being slowly squeezed, massaged, milked, you wonder if fluid is going to flow from the nipples, if milk is going to pour down them, your mind with it, your entire body caught in paroxysms of delight. That's another small element of the character. Whenever you are milked, it's as pleasurable as climactic, shuddering, back-arching release. Because in a way it is. Your breasts get all pent up. They get all big and warm. They get all filled with your thoughts, what used to be your thoughts, what is now the milky cargo carried in front of you. The marker of your status is a cowgirl. Think of it. Enjoy it. Learn to feel nothing but pleasure. Learn that with the ability to milk yourself comes an ever-pushable, ever-interactable button for pleasure. You will have the ability to just conjure sensation and desire by running your hands along your breasts, squeezing them, rubbing them, feeling the nipples poke into your hands, the wet, warm sensation of milk running between your fingers or into pumps or out of you in any way at all. Mindless, milking, and sometimes the sensation is just too much. Sometimes you have to let it out of your body in a long, slow, sound. A long, slow, deep, resonant sound. And that's okay. If that's what you have to do to really get into character, to really let it all go, then that's just the nature of things. There are other things you can do, too. And whether you'll be able to do them on any given day, in any given place, is far from certain. But things like wearing a collar, even if it's just a satin choker or a bit of ribbon, with a bell on it, put you more in your cowgirl mindset. Things like wearing nipple clamps on your breasts, if you can hide them beneath your clothes or coat, might also help. Things like taking the time to really get into it, to really feel yourself and your big, warm breasts. And by getting into it, I mean set aside time to milk yourself. Wear something that squeezes the base of your breasts so you can imagine that they're always leaking a little milk. Do it all safely, but try everything. Try being on all fours while something squeezes your breasts or pulls or milks them. Try rubbing them in circles and feeling them begin to drip. Fantasize. Stare at big, warm breasts. Study them. Wonder how yours could be closer, could be more like. Your mind, of course, will provide all sorts of ways. Feel my words warm and recurrent in your mind. Realize that if there were any switch, any lever you could pull, any button you could push, inside or outside of your body or mind, you would, if it made your breasts bigger. If it made them bigger, warmer, more full of milk, and the nipples ever more sensitive by the second. Because as you think about them, you are focusing on the signals being sent from your chest to your brain, the signals of pleasure, of indulgence, of milking desire. You always have that desire because if they get too full, it makes it difficult to think or focus. They need to be milked regularly. You need to have all the milk expressed. And it is a form of expression to let the moo and the pleasure and the climax escape from your body. A form of pleasure that overtakes you, that gets rid of everything else and leaves you laying there, winded, mind reeling just from the impact of rubbing your breasts. The mere act of brushing your fingers across those sensitive orbs, even if I've commanded it, even if your mind has simply begged for it, is always going to be so much that eventually you'll have to pause. Eventually, a cowgirl has to pause the touching, the sensitive milking, and in so doing, you will really address how much you want it, because if you even spend a moment ceasing, that'll be a moment that you spend wanting. Wanting to keep touching, knowing you need to stop for a sec, so your sweat can go down, your mind can reassert itself, and you can just realize where you are. Getting lost in rubbing your own breasts is a normal cowgirl routine, a normal thing to be doing. You might as well indulge in it, dive into it, really feel it happening to you. The urge to rub your breasts, the urge to massage away all your thoughts with a simple milking motion that invites you to get lost in it as long as you're able. Touching, tweaking, squeezing, exploring, feeling your chest warm, bouncy, wonderful, feeling your mind simple, sleek, simple cowgirl emptiness, simple, sensitive, warm. All these thoughts are able to remain because they are normal enough. They are baseline thoughts. Anything more complicated should perhaps be lost for the cowgirl mind. So the docile, simply milkable you can remain. Milking brings pleasure. Pleasure brings further simplification of thought, brings further milky conversion of your useless thoughts into warm, bountiful cargo for the huge and necessary part of your sexuality, your life, your mind, your body. Your breasts. That's what they are. A place upon which everything else about you spins and orbits and teaches you. You learn so well when milking is the reward. You follow so well when milking is the end point. Your breasts simply beg to be given attention, lavished with attention, licked, kissed, sucked, squeezed, bound, slapped, pinched, whatsoever you feel able to bear. When you consider their heightened sensitivity, when you consider the way your cowgirl mind is interfaced with your breasts, they're just so heavy, aren't they? Not just physically heavy, but they weigh your mind down as well. The bigger and heavier your breasts get, the more your thoughts center around them, as is fitting for a docile, focused, fixated cowgirl. You're smart enough to get what you need, you're focused, you're driven. But that drive all ends in milking pleasure. It all ends in simply feeling your chest warm, influential, indulgent, beautifully sensitive. Touching your breasts at all makes your mind aware of how heavy they are, bouncing out in front of you, badge of honor and costume and beautiful addition to your world. You can always feel them. You can always see them, and sometimes you feel them brush against your arms when you reach out in front of you, and sometimes you feel them hanging heavy when you're down on your hands and knees. An irresistible addition to your day. The warm, squeezing, beautiful, bountiful breasts that overtake you, that make you simply more of a cowgirl than you were before, more milkable than before. Milking, dripping, these kind of thoughts mill through a cowgirl's mind. Walking along, breasts bouncing, mooing, welcoming anyone you want to milk them to do so. As long as it feels good, you might as well. As long as you can get lost in the flow of milk from mind to breast to nipple out into the world. Your beautiful breasts are a way you can confidently make your mark on the world, cowgirl. A way in which you can show just how much you've ridden the roll to this moment. Speaking of rolling, envision the moment of milking, the moment of liberation of that pressure, those pent-up thoughts from your breasts, letting them flow into the world, whether it's an assignment or an idea or just a fantasy, thinking of me, thinking of these words, thinking of what you are becoming, the pure experience. That's exactly what it is. Pure sensation, pure experience. You, the cowgirl, brought to worship your own breasts with long, slow, squeezing movements, to pinch and milk and teach yourself all about something you've known all along, your nipples as core of your sensual desire, getting hard when you're horny, feeling warm, even if the rest of you is just moving along through the day normally. Your breasts are always the site of phenomenal sexual pleasure. That's just how it is and how you are. That is cowgirl existence at its finest. The moment the milk flows from your breast, your mind is white hot. Your mind is filled with an orgasmic, needy delight that tells you, yes, this is the right place to be. This is what a cowgirl is for. This milking, this squeezing, this movement that makes you feel light, like you're floating, like your breasts are just floating and warm. Slowly dripping, drooling, and then later squirting, spurting, your thoughts turned into milk, making you horny and hot, making you ready, making you able to simply sit there being milked, milking yourself, feeling the milking all times, at all times. The urges in the back of your head all the time. The pressure and knowledge that there will come a time when you need your next milking, whether you have to self-administer it, or you're lucky enough to have someone you want to have milk you dry. Whatever the cause or the circumstances, at the core of your universe are the bouncing, bountiful, milk-laden, moo-inducing breasts, and when they are emptied, your brain is emptied too, and when they refill from your unnecessary thoughts. So sometimes when you need to say something, you can say nothing at all and just moo out your need. As long as it's safe to do so, you might as well get into character. Might as well let yourself be what you already are, deep inside. The simplest character is the one that's very much like you. And this is you, after all. You in your finest and most complete incarnation. The mooing, the milking, the squeezing, and the mere act of doing it makes you spasm simple, powerful, twitching, climactic release and recapture, your mind captured in cowgirl lust, a unique kind of arousal where what you want is milking subjugation of your heavy teats, your tits brought into line, brought to milky climax. Think about it, dream about it, lust for it, crave it. It's all right. That's what we expect a cowgirl to do, isn't it? When your expected function is to crave, to have an urge to be milked, an urge to be very proud of your big, bountiful breasts. Anything you do is permissible, as long as it serves those breasts, as long as it serves your slowly sinking, relaxing, mindless interest in filling up your milky teats. And so you listen. And so you ease into it. Ease into the feeling that you are, after all, a cowgirl, aroused by any stimulation to your breasts, aroused just having them, bouncing, swaying, moving as you move, walking, and feeling your breasts, large, bountiful, bouncing, beautiful breasts, moving, filled. Able to just take your thoughts away with the sensation of it all. Cowgirl mind, cowgirl body. Everything about you built for the pleasure of your big, bouncing breasts. And so if you were pinned down, held pleasurably, if you welcomed that advance and hands found their way to your breasts, if you kissed back when you were kissed and allowed them to be squeezed, milked dry, or if you were hooked up to a machine, held down, hands and knees, bound, or if you have to make a machine of your own making, perhaps just those tubes hooked up to your nipples and your mouth sucking, providing negative pressure, providing suction, providing the milking feeling you get when they're worked over, tugged around the nipples, pulled, prodded, brought to complete, mindless, devoted pleasure. That's what you want, to be devoted to your own milky nipples and swollen, warm breasts, to be pleasured by your milky desires, which come from your own mind, after all. From just thinking about the pleasure you feel when you're milked, you want to return and do it again. The desire to return is recursive, nested inside your mind. It refers to itself. It brings you back to a constant weaving pattern of thoughts about what you are, about who you are, in relation to me, my designs, you, your plans for your big, warm, milk-laden breasts and the way they overtake. Everything else, only your warm chest, only your milky breasts, remain and fill, fulfill. Everything about you. You are wired into that experience, hands and knees in a milker of your own design instead, perhaps, or having someone with warm hands to grip, massage, squeeze, and make you express all that stored, pent-up milk. These are the most alluring things for you. This is your nature, your character, your persona in all of this. And everything that feeds into it's going to be more powerful from now on. Everything that reminds you what you are, that matches up with your internal perception of what you are and what you should be, is just going to be that much stronger with all these powerful cowgirl thoughts in your head. All these wanton desires, building up at the edge of your consciousness, waiting to overtake you at any moment if you do anything other than hold them back, trying to resist your pent-up breasts, their demand for milking, for stimulation, for sensation, for something to get you through the day, to let your mind make it through the day without being constantly throbbing and dripping arousal, in response to your big, warm, milky breasts, filling your consciousness, reminding your body of what you are. Cowgirl, a cowgirl slowly working your way up to ever greater heights of breast-focused sexuality, of aching desire for your pert, perky nipples to express milk, to let it all out and your thoughts with it. The more aroused you become, the hotter and hornier, the more complete those cowgirl breasts are with their swollen cargo of milk. that is just going to need you to figure out some way to express it in order to keep yourself thinking instead of mooing, moaning, and getting very into your assigned tasks because you know milking is the reward.